thing. In this case, where the lady got a decree, when it was already finished already the wheat, then he has to go through Mudel and Trumas Maisa. So the Gemara Marayis, how do you know which way to dash and which way? And the Gemara Hayidgin Mahalo Yidgin, that's a Svara. Halacha is once the tree, this wheat, it took off the stalk and made it into a pile, the wheat alone, that's called Nigmar Malachta, that's called it's finished. Now the Tchir take off Truma. So the Mustafa is saying that the Levi received it when it already had a Tchir to take off Truma, it was already made into a pile of just wheat by itself, so it was a Tchir for Yisrael to take off Truma. And the Yisrael now went straight and gave it to Levi, there the Tchir, the Levi still has to take off Truma the Berla, since the Tchir was already Chal. And the first pasuk that's mashmano, when Levi doesn't have a chiyuv take off truma gedola, that's mistava when Levi got the wheat when it was still in the stalk. Since it wasn't nigmar malachta, it wasn't finished this stalk, it was just wheat in the stalk, there's no chiyuv yet take off truma gedola. So it's mistava then, when Levi got it now without a chiyuv, even though later the Levi makes it into a tree. The chiddush is, he doesn't have a chiyuv to give it anymore. So we're saying now there are spiritual kapsukim. As one pasuk says, the Levi is potter from giving truma gedola, and one pasuk says he's mechuyev to give truma gedola. The Gemara says that's the svara. If he received it already, igun, when it was made into a tree already, so it was already a chiyev to give truma gedola, then the chiyev doesn't go off by the Levi. But if the Levi received it, the shibolim, when it was still in stock, since the chiyev wasn't chal yet, so when it got to him, now the first pasuk applies. He only has chiyev to take off truma meiser and not truma gedola. Trash bechol ma'ase seichem, the pasuk levim tziv, the levim to daven tziv behind kura that's called trumas Hashem, called tzav truma shabay to chayv nafish remenu. Here it's mashma the Levi has all chiyuv from truma. Chiddush hayidgun, vishoshen is marach the kri nasa dogin. As soon as you made it, the kri you took off the wheat, it became dogin. The chiva the kri dogin chal lo vishos kayin. Chila. As soon as the wheat became the tree, came a pile of wheat, there's a chiyuv to give to the kohen truma. But when the Levi got it, when it was still in its stalks, it wasn't chal a chiyuv to give it to the kohen yet. So if the Levi received it when it was b'shibolam, he's potter for giving truma gedola. That's the first pasuk.
All right, we'll stop here.
You hold them off Memzain on the base on top. That it says again the Mishnah Meister Shein of Hegdish Niftu. Smor says Pshito.
Yeah, that have a Chiyah Zimun, even if they're reading Meister Shein, he still does the Chiyah to have Zimun. For at the Gemara Pshito, it says Meister Shein of Hegdish Niftu, they were pointed at them. So if you're pointed at it, you're allowed to eat it. The Meister Sheini, the Lacher is supposed to take it up to Yerushalayim. If you want to eat it, Chutz Yerushalayim, you have to pointed with our money. But once you're poyter, you're allowed to eat it. So pshita and hegdish also, if you're poyter, hegdish, you're allowed to eat it. So the morhachi of Maya's kingdom, the chiddush of the Mishnah is, for going to nasa nasa keren. He was poyter, he paid the keren. He said, the Maya's sheni is worth $100. He took $100 and he said, the Maya's sheni kdushas, you go off the payers, go on to this money. Halabala nasa nasa chaymish. There's halacha when you're poyter your own money, when you're poyter from your own payers, you have to be maya of a chaymish. So that he didn't take off. He didn't take another $20. That's the chiddush. Even though you didn't take off chaymish, you didn't do the mitzvah, but the peiros are mutter to eat. Because how do you take off the kedusha ma'aseh sheni from the peiros, but take off hegdish from the peiros? If you take money, connect them and say the kedusha should go on the money. Even though you're supposed to be ma'aseh b'chaymish, that's the mitzvah. If you didn't do it, so the peiros are still mutter to eat. That's the chiddush of the Mishnah. So therefore, it's mutter to eat these peiros, and if you eat together, you have a chiyuv zimun. Hashamish ochel kezayis, the Mishnah says, for the Mar Pshita, you have two people eating, and the Shamish, the waiter, eats the kezayis, so why shouldn't he be mitzar? Ma de tema, Shamish loy kavoh, kamash malon. I would think, no, a waiter is not called a kviyas. He has to get up and serve, go in the kitchen, bring out the food again. That's not called a kviyas, that's a bikinish kamash malon. No, that since two people are sitting down with kviyas, even though the waiter has to go up and come back, but since then nicha, that he should sit down and eat the kezayis with them, with the svar we have, there should be a chiyuv zimun, that's called a kviyas. Trashi like kavo, ain't like kviyas lefi shelech ubo, since the waiter was going and coming back, maybe it's not called a kviyas, kamash mulan, it is called. Right, the Mishnah says, akusei mizamnan olof. Akusei, that's the special umah, that they were mizgayir, and we hold the geir with begir yemet, to have a shame yidin, therefore can we mizamnan with them. For the Gemara, my, why can we mizamnan with these people? Lo yei el amoritz, they shouldn't be the chur worse than amoritz. Betanya, we learned in a braisa, Mikra Adin, Eim Mizamnim Alamor.
we have two Tamid Chol meeting, and the third person is not Morid, there's no Chiyuv Zimun. Well, since the Maestu, we don't feel like this today. From Yikar Adim, with the Na Morid, there's no Chiyuv Zimun. So why is the Kusi better than Amorid? A Kusi, the Chur, were people that were Makabal Teresh of Iksav, they weren't Makabal Teresh of Alpeh. So they don't listen to the Gemara, so the Chur, they're being Amorid. How could they be better than an Amorid? And the Gemara, Abay Roma Bakusi Chover. We're talking about a Kusi here that's a Chover. Is this Kusi with Makabal upon itself to do the mitzvahs? Trashy. The Kusi Chover. That this Kusi was Makabal upon himself to do all the mitzvahs. He was a Chosher Bakusi, therefore he was done with him. Rova Amenayna, Fimu Tema Bakusi Yamorz. Even a regular Kusi that is like an Amorz. Bohoche Vi Amorz Tirabonim. The Pligiole de Ramei Askinim. We're talking about the Amoritz. According to Rabbanan Shita, that's Mechulak on Ramei. We'll soon see which Amoritz that is. Titania. Ezeyu Amoritz. Who's called an Amoritz? Ramei holds Kol She'eno Eicha Chulin Vitairo Divu Ramei. Ramei holds that we don't hold this Chumra. That the Chulin, with everyday eating, you're allowed to eat even though it's Tomei. But some people are knowing only Tita in store to be rubble to know what he tires. Eat like truma, or kutchim, it comes tummy sausage. They have a chumra, all their chumra, the regular food, they only eat patayra, not to mix up with kutchim or with truma. So if somebody doesn't have this chumra, he's called an amoris. That's what meyashit, I mean kiddish. The chum moimrim, no, kol she'enoi maister teiroista kuro. That's called an amoris. Somebody doesn't know hirkus maister, he doesn't take off his teiris. And then this svar is an amoris, you can't trust the food he's eating, because maybe it's the yisr, maybe it's teiris, that I have Meister inside it. But if you know for sure the person takes off Meister Kirol, then he's not called an Amoritz. So that's the Rabbanan Shita. Now, Vahani Kusoi, these are Umma, they were Mizgaya, these Kusim, is Surei Meisterei, Kidachazi. They Zicha take off Meister the way they're supposed to. So Zilchas Meister, they're Makrid, therefore they're not called an Amoritz. Why? The Bemai, the Ksibi Reiser, whatever it says the Ferish in the Torah, Mizazahiri. The Kusim are Makabal Teresh of Iksav, and they listen to it very much. The Yamama, we learn, Kol Mitzvah Sheh Ziko Va Kusim. Any mitzvah that the Kusim will Makabal upon themselves, the Machzik here very strong, is Harbe Medagdikin Bo Yosem Yisrael. There is a Medagdikin, that mitzvah, more than a regular Yisrael is, it does. The Pshat is because they don't have too many mitzvahs to do. In other words, a few mitzvahs, they're Makabal, they do it for Digdik Sholem. But they don't listen to Teresh of Iksav or the Teresh of Iksav. But the Hilchas Meister brought down the Torah, he's supposed to take off one tenth to give the Levi, so they're Mekabal that. Therefore, Kusi is not called an Amoritz according to the Rabbanan of Remeya. The Rabbanan say, who's called an Amoritz? Someone that's not Makbid Hilchas Meister. Since the Kusi is Makbid, he's not called an Amoritz, therefore the Mishnah says you're allowed to be Mizamin with the Kusi. Trashi Vochit the Amoritz the Rabbanan, Braisa the Ktoni, a Mizam the Maloritz, the Amoritz the Rabbanan, it means Namoritz and Amoritz according to Rabbanan Shita. The Pola the letter of Meir, Ukoma Hashem the Meister Pereisa. Rabbanan say, who's called an Amoritz? Somebody doesn't take off Meister. Hilka Kusi Mizamim Olam, the Yisuri Meister. Since the Kusi, they're Makbid and Teresha Mikzah, which talks about Hilka's Meister, so they're Medakit. Tana Rabbanan, Ezeyu Amoritz. Who's called an Amoritz? Right, as the Drashi says, Shedibru Chom B'chol Mokim. Whoever Chazal calls somebody an Amoritz, Shal, who they're talking about? Who's called an Amoritz? And here we have Aloch, you're not supposed to be Mizami with an Amoritz. And the Svar would be, as we always said, that Zimun, the new Svar, when you have three people eating together, it's called like a Chabura. It's something nice to be together in this company. But the Talmud Chochim with an Amoritz, it's not nice to be together, so there's no Chiv Zimun. But the Rabbon, Ezeo Amoritz, who's called an Amoritz? Kol Shein Okeri Kriyash Ma'arvis Hashachim. You don't say Krishma in the morning, and at night you call the Namoritz. Stiver Ebelet. You have Yeshua Aimeh, Kol Shainam and the Ex-Filler. You don't put on film, he's called the Namoritz. It means he doesn't do the mitzvah the way he's supposed to do it. Ben Azza Yaimeh, Kol Shainam, Titsis the Big Day. You're not wearing Titsis the Big Day, that's called the Namoritz. You have Nasim Aimeh, Kol Shain, Mezuzah, Apiskei. It's not Makhlan Hilkos, Mezuzah, Namoritz. We have Nasim, we have Yosef Aimeh, Kol Shainam, Kol Shiesh, Leibonim, he has children. It doesn't bring them up teaching them Torah, that's called an Amoritz. Acherim Aimer, Machidish, Afilu Korah Vishona. Afilu the person learnt Nikro and learnt Mishnayim. He learnt a lot. Fulay Shimish Talmud Chocham, he didn't like learning the yeshiva, or Sunsi Rashi means he didn't learn Gemara. If he just learned the Mishnayis, if he didn't get Shimish, he didn't know how to work with the Mishnayis, how to get the Kasha, how to give a Teretz, his right to raise the Amoris. Because Tam Pasni from Mishnayis, you don't know Maskonis by the Amoris. The Ikka Maskon is always in the Gemara. So if he didn't learn Gemara, you called an Amoris. Trashi Shle Shimish Tam Chachim. Who had Gemara? Even though Prashka Loshna Gemara's Mashma Mitzvah, you don't like, help out the Talmud Chacham. Also, Shemesh means you like, you ready to use the Shemesh. You're in his house, you watch the way he eats, you watch the way he talks. So Rashi learned here a little different. It means who are Gemara? It means you didn't learn Gemara. Hatluya the Svara, because Gemara is telling you the Svara is, Shoya Naisim Adivri HaMishnah. Tam, when you learn Mishnah, they're serious, or you have to understand the Mishnah, so the Gemara gives the Tam for the Mishnah. Voya Mesasvin Yachet V'yeskin Bekach. That's the dogma to our Gemara we have, which is explaining Talmud of Mishnayim. So somebody just learned Mikra and Mishnah and didn't learn Gemara, he's called an Amoris. Now watch that, it's not nice to be Mizamim with him. But Aloch is brought down with Manazel, we're not Medaktik in the Kach, and we are Mizamim, even with an Amoris also, we're Mizamim. Abi, he is not somebody that's like a poet. Let's hear somebody that's Mechal Shabbat and Fahesia. A Mechala Shalos of Fahesia, if he does things that nobody else does, he doesn't care about it, then it's brought down, you shouldn't be Mezamin with him. Even though such a person is Mitzaraf a minion, if you have 10 Yidin, and a few of them are Mechala Shabbos, they make up a minion. A minion, Abi, they're a Yid, to have a Shem minion. You could say Kedush, you could say Baruch Hu. But Hashem for Zimun, this Svarah, we're saying it's a Svarah, you have a Mechaber, it's like a Chabura of people together. So if it was a poet, or somebody's Mechala Shalos of Fahesia, or does a Veris that nobody else does, and he's not embarrassed about it, then it's not nice to be in his chabura, then there's no chiyuv zimun. But some an amor, some a person doesn't know better, then you are allowed to be mezamin. As man is it. Lo amor afuna, halacha kacher, we pass like a cherim, that who's called an amor? If you didn't learn Gemara, you called an amor. So the more Rami bar Choma, le'av min alei the Rav Menashe abat achmista. When Rami Bar Chama was eating with another person, and the third person was Rav Menashe Bar Tachlisa, he didn't want to make a zimun. If he held, he was not Moritz. So there's no chiyuv zimun. The Tony, why? The Tony Safra v'Sifri v'Hilchasa. As even though he learned Mamre Shavel, he learned Sifra and Sifri v'Hilchasa, still he held he was not Moritz. As he held that he wasn't Mishamish Talmud Chacham, he didn't learn Gemara. So he called him an Amoritz, he wasn't Mizam with him. Rashi leYasmin olei Rami Bachama leRotzel leTzarfor leShloish leZamin. Rami Bachama didn't want to put together with the Zimun Menashe Bar Tachlifa. So the Gemara Kinas Nash the Rami Bachama when Rami Bachama was Nifter, Omar Rava Rava said leNach Nash the Rami Bachama. The Rami Bachama only died because Elod leYasmin Arab Menashe Bar Tachlifa. But this was the chet that caused him to be have mita, because he was like Mavazer Rav Menashe Bar Tachlifa. He wasn't mizam with him. If he held, he was not Moritz. But the Gemara Akasha, what's wrong? Well, Tanya, we learned the bright Acher Maimrim, Afilu Korah Mishon. Even if you learned a lot of Mikra, you learned a lot of Mishnayis, well, a Shemesh Talmud Chacham, but you didn't learn Gemara or Mishamis Amin Chachamim, Hareza Amoritz. So who Rami Bar Chama was right? It's Rami Bar Chama held that Rav Menashe was not Mishamish Tamid Chachamim. He held his Namar. So what's wrong? Why do you have Misa from that? Now the Gemara Shani Rav Menashe Bar Tachlifa the Mashma Luhum Rabbanim. He was the Mashma's Rashi means Mishamish. He was Mishamish Tamid Chachamim. His Rami Bar Chama made a mistake. So the more Rami Bar Chama who do like Doka Basrei. So Rami Bar Chama didn't check into him enough. Rami Bar Chama thought he wasn't a Mishamish Talmud Chacham, but really, really he was, and he wasn't medactic enough. So Machmud, this Onus, he was like Mavazah him, he got Misa. Lishnach Rino, the Shomash Maitatom Mipume the Rabbonin. Rami Bar Chama used to hear a shir from the Rabbonin. The Goris Lord, he would learn it over, he'd be able to say over the shir, Kitsumim Rabbonin Dami, just like any other Talmud Chacham. So that's also called Shimish. That he learned Gemara, he learned from Tamid Chachamim. So he wasn't an Amoritz, therefore he should have let him be Mezamim with him. Rashi Rami Bar Chama Hud Ledov Leibodik Lishol Midas Rav Menashe. He didn't check into it too much. Right. Ochal Tevel Umaisa. Somebody eats Tevel Umaisa, then the Mishnah says Ein Mezamim Olo. Since that's an Itzad derives of Tevel. Tevel means Teres that grew in Eretz Yisrael before he took off Tumas Umaisa. It's not a Tidus. The law we hold that a dover is also teaching on to make a bracha rishona. don't have to make a Baruch Achroina. So Pshita, there's no Chiyuv Zimun. But the more Tevel Pshita, Lo Tzricha B'Tevel Tovim Medrabonim. The Chiddush, even though it was only a Chiyuv Teiko Tshuma Samayitza Medrabonim. So I would think, since Medrabonim, you're allowed to eat it. Maybe there is a Chiyuv Zimun, Tamash Malon. Hei Kedomi, what's the case, it's only a Chiyuv Drabonim? The Otzat Shena Nokia. If it's in a flower pot that doesn't have a hole, if it doesn't get a shenika from the ground, if you have a flower pot that has a hole on the bottom, then we say the unique of nourishment comes from the ground, that's called if it grew and that's itself as a chiyuv midiraisa. But if the bottom is flat, there's no hole, then it's only midirabonin. That's the chiddush, even though it's only us midirabonin, still aim is on the nolo. Right, then. Maitha rishin, they didn't take off shalom, not good shumasle. But the Gemara pshita, if you didn't take off shumas, of adam it's also. Now the Gemara leitzricha going shake dimu b'kri. We're talking about what do you mean you didn't take off shumas maitha? Because the koyin received it first when the tfuah, when the chitim was already decreed. That means not for shibolim, not in its stalk. It was already taken out of the stalk and was made into a finished pile. Now the time I would think, like we had the swear before, even though the lady received it now, when it was roy fechi of truma, still I would say, since the swear gave it straight to the lady, maybe the lady is part of the taking of truma gedolah, and it's removed from tited, k'mashmon k'nishoni lei, k'mashmon, like the top gemara we had, nikol ma'isur seichem terimu, that there's a chiyah to take off a mole truma, even from Iser. And when is that? When it was given to him, the dogged, when the peiros, the chitim, was taken off already and made into a cream, and it was called nigma ma'isav. So now it's chal achiv truma. So even though you right away give it to the Levi has the chiv to take off truma. That's the chiddush of the Mishnah. But even though it's by the Levi now, it's also that the Levi did it. Kozma doesn't take off truma gedolah first. Trash shefim of a tree liyachesh in a smarach. If you smoothed it out, means you pulled off the wheat and made a pile out of it, that's called nigra malachtai. But hook for the truma in a Torah. Now with your eyes, it's ossetated without taking off truma. It's called them levi yatakoyin. If Yisrael gave this tree to the levi first, but not the maiserishin chila. Yisrael took off maiserishin. The echad mechemishim shiboy hoyer the truma gedela, lekoyin. Vishaloy nigra truma, so I diktoni, lav truma, maiserkomer, hel truma gedela. So the chiddush is the Levi did not take off the truma gedolah yet. So the Havim means not the time of the Amor of Pabla Abaya. Liyeli hokei after the Udim of the Kri. Now, let me come ask you, Lord. The Havim was, this is mutzah tidit, since the Levi received it. So in his matzah, now the Levi has parents, there's never a chi of truma gedolah. He only has a chi of trumas maitha. And it's true, he'll take off trumas maitha. Come ask you, Lord, no. That if the Levi got it when it was in the matzah of Kri, when there was a chi of truma gedolah, he's also tidit until he takes off truma gedolah. By the Meister Sheni, he eat Meister Sheni Shlein Yiftu, it's also Ein Zaman. But the Mark Shita, Meister Sheni Chusli Yishlein, it's also Tidit. So if it's also the right Tidit, there's no Chiyah Bracha, Shita, there's no Chiyah Zimun. Loitzricha Shen Yiftu, Lan Yiftu Kuchotim. He made a Meister Psiya, he tried to redeem it, but he didn't do a good job. Meister Sheni, what's the case? When Shepodu Agabi Yathimun, he took a flat coin that doesn't have a Tzura. There's no picture on it. That's not a good coin to be Mechalo with Maisa Sheini. Rachmona Omar v'tzarato ha-kesev yadecho. Kesev sheish alak tzura. That's the achosh of a coin that has a tzura, has engravement, that's a simon that people use it. But samana simon, a flat coin, it can't be poida. Trashi ha-simon, kesev shlanikva by tzura. There's no picture on it. The current life losing a lot. Hegdish, what's the case? Hegdish, you made a chilul, then not kedinoi. Hegdish, a chilul loy agabi karka. You're mechalad on karkov. Well, like today of the kesev, you didn't take kesev and say all the kedusha from this parish should go on the kesev. You said on the karkov. Rachman Omar, but not on kesev of kamloi. How could you be paid a hegdish only if you put it into money? You say I have a pound of apples and a hegdish. I want the kedusha to go into the money. You can be paid on. But to put it into karkov, there's no difference. That's the chiddush in the Mishnah. Even though you meant to do it in like a shengeg, but since the ikar adin, it wasn't chal opinion. It's also heated and there's no chiyuv zimun. The Shamish said less than the Gezayis, he's not in Starim. But the more Pshita, he's not worse than regular three people that sat down. If they didn't need a Gezayis, there's no Chiyuv Zimun. And the more this is either the 20 Reisha. Gezayis, 20 Sefer Prophets from the Gezayis. Since the Reisha says that if he does eat a Gezayis, he's Mistur, Saga, the Mishnah repeats it, if he eats less than Gezayis now, the Chur is no Chiddush in this. Pshita. And since he did not eat a kizayis, there's no tzirus to make a zimun. We had no chriyei mezamenulon. If you have a goy, two yidna, one goy sitting there, there's no chiyev zimun. But the more white the pshita, about there's no chiyev, he has no chiyev to bench, so how could you have a zimun? Okay, my askina and tegir shemo. That means the zalchan a goy that wants to become a yid already. And he already had a meal done to him already. So why says he's makabo mitzvah, like he's doing mitzvahs. Of a v'loy tovel, he didn't go to the mikvah yet. The Yom Rab Zeru, Yom Rab Yechanan, L'yoylo mein eger, a goy does not have a shem Yisrael, ad sheyimol the yitzvah, he has to do both. He has to have a meal done to him and a tefillah the mikvah. The kama the loy tovel nachuyu. And Kozman, he didn't go to the mikvah, he still has a din goy, therefore he has no chiyim in the right of the bench. So he can't be mezamen with him. Krashe sheyimol the yitzvah, b'yavonis nafula, m'v'yikach moshef adam, v'yizrak alohom, v'yein hazor b'loy tefillah. Whenever you make hazor, you have to have a tefillah, so Gerith has to be with Mila and Tfilah. The Mishnah says, Noshim v'yavodim k'tanim ein mezandim aleyim. He said, a chabura of Noshim and men together, two men, or two women, two avodim, two k'tanim, don't make up the zimah. Omer Rabbi Yosi, kotin ha-mutna barisa. You have a small baby that's still in the crib, is mezandim alo. He also, you have two people eating with the baby, he's called the man, she's called the person, zavachiv zimah. But the more about now, we learn the Mishnah, not sure we have other Mekhtanim, aim is on the Malay, there's no chizim with the cotton. So how can you say a baby here? And the Gemara, who do you have a Mishnah ben Levi? Has Rabbi Yaisi, Dinsa Chan the Mishnah, because he also has a Mishnah ben Levi. The Yom Rabbi Mishnah ben Levi, Af al Pi Shomru, cotton ha moto barisa, aim is on the Malay, even though cotton that's in the crib, you can't be Mizam with him, I will oisin oisoy sniffly asara. To Mizam him for minion, that you could. It's for three people, it's a small thing, you need three gedolim. For a question of a minion, if you have nine gedolim and one baby, it's a start for a minion. Here's the answer. The Yom Yerushur ben Levi, Hisha the Evid Mitzarfim. If you have nine people and an Evid, he's also Mitzarfim. He's an Evid, it's not Meshucha yet, he's not a godin, he's not Mechliv a Mitzvah, he can't make a minion. He has a din like an Isha, just like an Isha is not Mitzarfim for 10 people to make a minion, an Evid is not. When you have nine Yisraelim with an Eved, then it's a star. That's Rabbi Shur ben Levi's Shita. Remember, we meant to say at the beginning that a cotton could be mezamen lo, poshim means with 10 people. When you have nine people sitting there, that's a question not to say Navar Helokenu. If you have a baby there, he also can say Helokenu, because the baby couldn't start to me. That's Rabbi Shur ben Levi's Shita. We'll soon see next Gemara how we pass from what the Maskoner is. Trashi Sniff means Chibul Mezimen Asara. You can start the baby for a tenth one for Zimun of 10 people. The Yom Rabasi Nam Lasar Kama. When the Rabasi say even a baby can start for Zimun, it means only for 10 people. The Ma Meisri Akasha, Meisri Rabbi Eliezer, Shenich Nas Lebeis Knesset, the one came to Shul, Vulei Motsa Asar. He didn't find 10 people in Shul. He only had 9 people there, the administering a minion. But his Eved was there, Vashichra Avdoi. He was Meshachar as Eved, he had an Eved Kanani there, he was Meshacharim, now he became Yisrael Gomer, the Yeshlim Yasara. Now there were 10 people they could have in dominion. Kurat Zadiyah, here, Shichur in, only because he was Meshachar, he freed his Eved. Loi Shichur Loi, if we didn't give him a get Shichur, he wouldn't be Mitzarev dominion. We just got finished saying the Shur Ben Levi says 9 people and an Eved is here Mitzarev. And the Gemara Treya Tzvichu, the Maitre that there was, there were only 8 people in Shul. He needed 2 more people. So he could only use the Eved for a 10th. But not for a ninth. So Shichra Chad, he's Meshacher, one of his Avodim, Venofik Bechad. Hey, he had 2 Avodim with him, there's 8 people there. So he's Meshacher, one of it, now he's got that to 9 people. And for the 10th one, he uses other Evid. Kadimor, Fatakasha, Rechi, Yavar Hochi, how is it mut of him to be Meshacher as Evid Kanani? Warm Rab Yehuda, for our Meshacher Avdi, whenever you have an Evid Kanani, there's an Yitzhar Asay to Meshacherin, or even the Yesay. If you give him the Get Shichi, you're Mavat Lemitzah Asay. The pasuk says, when you own another Kanani, keep him and work for him for Oilam forever. There's an Yitzhar Fet to Meshacharim. Now, if the Gemara of the Dvar Mitzvah Shani, that's Dam in the Velt to free him, you shouldn't free him. But if you do the Dvar Mitzvah, then it's Mutter. The Dvar Mitzvah, you're allowed to be Meshacharim. For the Gemara of the Mitzvah, Bobby Averihi. The Chura, what do you mean to say the Dvar Mitzvah's Mutter? We have a cloud like a Mitzvah, Deicha Loita say. So the Maki Mitzvah, you're allowed to be over Loita say. So the Marist Kaisler, the Marist Kasher is here, it's not Bidna. When is he being over the Lav? When is he over the Yitzhar Mitchila? When he's Meshacher is Evid, that's the Avera. Now, Meshacher being Meshacher the Evid, he's not doing any mitzvah. Only later, when he becomes freed, then they will start davening the minyan, and they're first doing the mitzvah later. So we always have a cloud. When is Esther Zechelo to say the Yidna? At the same time when you're being over, the Aver, you're doing the mitzvah that day. Then Esther Zechelo to say. Here also, if Mishash should be Mishach of the Eved, you'll be doing a mitzvah, it would be good. But Shabbat the Gemara here, we're not doing a mitzvah right now. First he's freeing his Eved, he's being over in Yisra Seh. First later they're going to have the minyan. So who is the mitzvah of the Aver? You haven't had to be over this Yisra. Have the Gemara, mitzvah the Rav Mishani. That's the cloud. By mitzvah essay, one essay, not another essay, we always we have the klal is mayul mahay essay, mayay essay. One essay came with another essay. Who says this is greater than that? But when there's a svara that one essay is greater than the essay, then this essay is doichah that essay, and you do not need bidna. Even if it comes one after another, still it's mutter to do it. By a mitzvah essay, a chomadik mitzvah essay. Here also, since the davim, the minyan, is called the mitzvah the rabbim, and that's a chashuv mitzvah, so this mitzvah of davening, the rabbim is doicha, the essay not to be mishacha yiret. Mitzvah the rabbim shan. So here the kasha they ask is, what kind of mitzvah is this bechlal? Who said there's a mitzvah of davening b'minyan? But there's no mitzvah the rice of the davening b'minyan. The chura, the mitzvah the rice to say krishma, to daven, but b'minyan, that's no chiyim the rice. So I wasn't worth saying shani mitzvah the rabbim. But some want to say even the mitzvah of the Rabban, and also you say Rabban's the gate to Rabban, it's a chashuv essay. I think the Ramban learns that even though there's no chiyuv to daven b'rabim, but when you do daven b'rabim, you claim the mitzvah of the Raisa of the Nikdashim Seich B'nai Yisrael. What it says is the Bazundi mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem, when you have 10 people that do mitzvahs together, you claim the positive of Nikdashim Seich B'nai Yisrael. So there's no chiyuv to do it, but if you do it, there's a chiyuv mitzvah. The other Gemara says, mitzvah the Rab Mishani, by davening b'rabim, such a mitzvah of Shani is a choshev essay that's doche a poshev essay of whoever them tavoidu. But that was the mighty of Meshach Rezet. Right, the Vyam Rabbi Shuvan Levi, the Yerlam Yashkin Modem of Esa Knesset, Kedei Sheyiske, the Yimne, Masora Rishaynu. We should always try and be from the first 10 people coming to Davin, be part of the Minyan. Shafilu Meya, Boy Machla, feel you have another 100 people coming later, Kibbalol of Skar Kulam. He gets the Skar 400 people. But the Gemara, Schar, Kulam, Sakadaita, first up, he gets Schar, everybody. The next people also get Schar, Davin, and Dominion. Eleima, Noisimo, Schar, Kinegat, Kulam. Not that they don't get Schar, other people also get Schar. But he gets Schar, Kinegat, Kulam. And the Mashallah, the Pshat is that the Mile of Davin, Basar, is that the Shekhin is there. So the first 10 people, they bring the Shekhin there. The next people come, they don't bring the Shekhin there. So the first 10 have the Mile of Gesedia, they were the ones that brought the Shekhin there. So they get the Schar, Kinegat, Kulam. But about whoever comes late also gets a schar. But it's the biggest schar to me from the Asar Rishayna. Amar Rafuna. He shall be Ora Mitzar. That's the Huna. You have 9 people in Shul and you have an Ora Nakadish. What's the means of the Sefer Torah inside there? You can daven the minyan, you can say Kedusha. He owes the Ora Mitzar. Omar Rav Nachman. The Ora Gavru. Since when the Ora become a person? We know his daughter didn't. And he didn't have that. They make a Shechina. But here you have 9 people with the Ora Nakadish. How do you have a Shechina? Elam Rafuna, Tisha, Niran Kasorin is Mitarfan. In Echnami, he knows you don't need 10 people. You have Rubakula. If you have 9 people, that's enough. A minion, you don't have to have 10. You have 9 people. Some say, look like 10 people, that's enough. Is Amri Law, some say, what do you need to say that look like 10? Kimichanti. When you put them all together, you can't tell the difference between 9 and 10. So even 9 looks like 10, that's a good enough for a minion. But Yamri Law, no, if I care, Kimavadri. When you put them far away, apart, then they look bigger. They have them spread out, so 9 people looks like a minyan, looks like 10. In such a case, he held 9 is also enough. We'll soon see what the pastor meant it. Shrashi Tisha Niran Kastor, Mephorish Biyotullah. Amri Loki Mechanspi. Have a Niran Kastor. When they come together, one bunch looks like 10. Shaino de Maskin Ben Kokach, Viterich Shen Yachin. The Amri Loki Mevadri, Niran's Fame Rubin. When they're spread out, then they look more like 10 people. Amri of Amri. Shinayim Vishavis Mitarch. Come Shabbos, to the Shabbos, there are 2 people eating together, and with Shabbos, he's the third person, they can make a Zimun. Omalei Rav Nachman, the Shabbos Gavru. Is Shabbos the Gavru? The Chur is Zimun, so 3 people. What Shabbos? Elo Amar Rav Ami, Enoch Nami don't need Shabbos. No, Shnei Tamid Rechomin, HaMachadet in Zeh Zeh Malocha, they have a good Shag Vatayah, they're talking and learning back and forth, but Tarfin, is that enough of a Chabura? 2 people learning Shabbos together is called a Shnei Chabura, you can have a Zimun. They have the same thing like 3 people. 2 people talking and learning together is like 3. Nochur Achizah. Achizah showed with his hand. Gaina, no, Rav Sheshes, like me and Rav Sheshes. We talk a lot and learn. Nochur Sheshes, Sheshes pointed. Gaina, no, Rav Chizah. They're both masters in the Tzach. Us to talk and learn together is a good Chabud. Hey, they're masters to Chabrusas. They're good Chabrusas. Omer Reb Yechon. Kotin Perich Mizamen Olam. We have two people, and the third person is a Kotin Perich. We can Mizamen Olam, we can start it. What's called the cotton perich? Rashi learns, Bottom Rashi, cotton perich, Shehevi Simonim, Lebolach Lalshonim. If he wasn't Bamish, he wasn't 13 years old yet, he was only 12 years old, but he had Simonim, he had two sires grew. And as Mokim Erva, two sires grew there, so even though he doesn't have a loch of a godel midiraisa, for Zimon it's enough, he can be Mazaman with him. Tanya Namihochi, cotton Shehevi Shte Sires. Is mezamen olam, even though he's still a cotton, he's not bar mitzvah yet. He can be mezamen olam. But shloi heidi shnei saris, but he didn't bring two saris. Ain't mezamen olam. And vayta v'yein mekdantikin mekotin. We're not mekdantikin by cotton whether he does have saris or not. Because the gemara l'chura gufa kashin, gufa see what he just said. Or Matthew just said heidi shnei saris is. If the cotton has two saris by the mokum erva, then he could be mezamen with him. Loi heidi loi. But if he didn't bring, he can't be mezamen. What the Tony and Madakim Makotin? And then you say, no, we're not Madakim him. Master, even if he doesn't have Cyrus, you could be starved with him. Lasuya Mai, what do you mean to say they Madakim him? Is the Kuru Lav Lasuya Kotin Perich? The Kuru even means to say a Kotin Perich, you could also be the Zam with him. That's the Kuru Nasirim. So Rashi learned Lasuya Kotin.